BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Federated Hospitality Association says high crime levels and poor infrastructure continue to hurt the image of KZN.
We still have a fantastic product to offer in KZN. We just need to get that back out there and get back into the travelling public's mind as a top tourism destination, which we are. We are working as a province drastically at the moment in terms of trying to sort out our infrastructure. We had a meeting now last week in Ladysmith with various government departments in terms of trying to sort out water provision to municipalities, road access around the province.
That's the association's Brett Tungi. Last week, Minister in the Presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, revealed that efforts by the Presidential Working Group in eThekwini have generated a 17 billion rand boost to tourism. Tungi says the hospitality sector is continuing to work with government to change the way tourists see the province.
We've had numerous meetings with Durban Tourism and then Tourism and Film Commission about strategies to try and rebolster our image both locally and internationally as a tourism destination.
The Hawks have arrested two former Transnet executives linked to a dodgy 93 million rand locomotive tender. Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, who handed themselves over to police, are expected to appear in a court in Gauteng today. And as Pride Month draws to a close, a Durban-based activist says many LGBT plus organisations are still battling from the impact of US funding cuts. Aluta Humbane from the Lesbian and Gay Community Centre says some groups have been forced to shut down following President Donald Trump's decision earlier this year.
Meaning all the services that the community would receive are no longer there, especially because most government institutions may be sensitized, but they are not adequately trained to deal with pertinent issues as it relates to LGBTI community.
A Durban Pride parade was held at South Beach over the weekend. Humbane says despite the celebration, homophobia remains a serious issue.
Such that, you know, lesbians are often correctively raped in attempts to subdue them.
In other news, International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola is leading a delegation to the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain. The 4-day summit in Seville aims to reform global financial systems and implement sustainable development goals. Lamola says South Africa will also host a side event on debt sustainability for developing nations, aligning with its G20 goals.
This is a very significant conference so that we are able to achieve also financing for mitigating factors for particularly the African continent with regards to climate change and also the issues of debt burden to most of the third world countries.
The top story, the Federated Hospitality Association says high crime levels and poor infrastructure continue to hurt the image of KZN. It says last week, Minister in the Presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, revealed efforts by the Presidential Working Group in eThekwini have generated a 17 billion rand boost to tourism. Find more news at ecr.co.za.